During the summertime in Minnesota, it's easy for invasive species to spread, especially when boaters are utilizing the lakes to fish and have fun in the sun. Heidi Wolf works for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources as their invasive species program supervisor. She shares her knowledge of some invasive species here in the land of 10,000 lakes.
I can talk a little bit about invasives in general, and they are, of course, species that come to a different place than their native and cause a lot of problems.
Almost 200 bodies of water in Minnesota are infested with zebra mussels. Heidi talks about this invasive species and how it affects our ecosystem.
In the case of zebra mussels, they will attach to any hard surface. They filter feed, and when they're doing that filter feeding, they're actually removing the food of young juvenile fish, and so it can impact fish populations and other animals. They also attach to any hard surface, including vegetation, which makes them really easy to transport from one water body to another.
Because invasive species can be harmful to our water supply, it's important that boaters know how to prevent spreading them from lake to lake.
Boaters can follow some very easy steps. The first one is to clean and inspect their watercraft. So when you take your watercraft in and out of the water, to walk around it and make sure there is nothing attached, no animals, plants. You have to open all your drains, and those drain plugs should be left open to make sure they're not transporting zebra mussel villagers or anything else. They should also dispose of any extra bait in the garbage and not set anything free into the open water system, because we don't always know what bait has in it.
Earthworms are a type of bait commonly used by fishermen, but many do not know that they are actually invasive too.
They're actually from Europe. They're not native to the United States, and they can cause problems, especially in forest areas. They can eat what's called the duff layer, which helps the different species grow. So yeah, they should not be set free. People should use what they're going to use and then dispose of those in the trash with all their other bait.
If you're utilizing the lakes this summer for fishing or boating activities, be sure your equipment is free of invasive species with help from the 23 different decontamination units located at various bodies of water around Minnesota.
The decontamination units are a way that we help people make sure their boats are not transporting anything. So we do an inspection process with a boater at the access. And if their watercraft has something that's a risk, maybe they have ballast tanks that were not drained completely or are very hard to drain completely. So we'll do a hot water fill with those and make sure that anything in them would be killed. And so those decontamination stations are just helping people to ensure that watercraft are free of invasive species and to lower their risk of transport. We really hope people are going to do the right thing out there. It's all about personal responsibility and everyone making sure that they're not transporting aquatic invasive species.
For KVSC News, I'm Karina Borash.